fear not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked or the clothless, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. God, we thank you for your word. We give you praise for bringing us to this precipice, this place in the spirit, God. We pray that we'd receive everything you have for us, and you'd bind out the fowls, the birds from the enemy to steal the seed that would fall on good ground. Let it produce a harvest in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we're coming from the book of Isaiah today. Amen. And Isaiah is one of the major prophets. Somebody say major prophet. All right, because the Bible in the Old Testament had major prophets and minor prophets. Some of the major prophets would be Isaiah, Jeremiah. Amen. It's more of a national anointing. And the minor prophets would be Hosea and Habakkuk, Micah. And that's the minor prophets. But Isaiah, amen, was major. His name means, amen, his name means the Lord saves, all right? And Isaiah was all about, hallelujah, the salvation of the Lord. In fact, no Old Testament prophet prophesies as much about Yahshua Jesus as Isaiah, amen. Isaiah had a clear view of our Savior some 700, 800 years before he was even born, amen. That famous Isaiah 53, he was bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. That's Isaiah. Amen. When Isaiah says amen, hallelujah, he says hallelujah, they shall call him Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Amen. On his shoulders shall be the government. Amen. That's Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah says, amen, and the virgin shall conceive and bring forth the son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's Isaiah. Anybody hear me up in here? Out of Jesse shall come a branch of righteousness. That's Isaiah. Amen. So Isaiah saw him clearly. Amen. Hallelujah. In accordance with his name, the Lord saves. He was one of the most on-point gospel preachers in the Old Testament. Amen. Now, Isaiah didn't preach only the good news. He preached the bad news as well. He told the people of God about themselves to their face. Amen. And so Isaiah would look at them, amen, and he would tell them, these people draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And so Isaiah was that type of a prophet. He'll tell you that the Lord will love you, amen, and at the same time tell you that the Lord hate what you're doing, all right? And because of that, amen, Isaiah was not liked during his day. He prophesied during the days of Uzziah, of Jotham, of Ahaz, and of Manasseh, the king who had forgot God. Church history tells us that Manasseh most probably executed Isaiah for preaching righteousness. Amen. So Isaiah, like most of the other prophets, was persecuted even unto the death. By the time we come to chapter 58, hallelujah, Isaiah is rebuking Israel in accordance to the subject on fasting. Somebody say fasting. Isaiah is telling Israel, amen, that they fast, amen, but their fast is not a chosen fast. It's not a fast unto God. You see, like everything else, amen, we don't worship God any kind of way. We're supposed to worship God in spirit and in truth. And so God tells us how he wants us to do things, not we tell God. And God has a way that he wants fasting to operate, all right? He tells us how to fast, okay? And Isaiah was telling Israel, he was telling us back then, he said, you're fasting and you're going without food, but you're fasting for nothing. You're fasting for nothing because you're not doing it in accordance to the truth of God, to God's chosen fast. I think this is a rhema word, amen, because I don't want any of us to fast for nothing in this place. Amen? Amen? If you're going to fast for nothing, you might as well eat. All right? All right? We want to get something out of this fast. All right? So what is a chosen fast? And I'm going to just kind of give you just a snapshot of what he's talking about from verses 1 through 7 right quick. Okay? Isaiah tells the people of God, amen, some positive commands and some negative commands about fasting for God. First, he gives the negative commands. By negative command, Isaiah says, while you're fasting, there's some things you're supposed to stay away from, right? To make it a chosen fast. He tells the people, first off, he says, stay away from the temporary pleasures of sin during the fast, all right? So while you're fasting, amen, the things that, hallelujah, the devil was getting you caught up on, you want to stay away from those things. Because you don't want to disqualify yourself during the fast. How many people want the reward of their fast? Anybody want the reward of their fast? Amen. So you stay away from the things that the devil was tempting you with. Amen. Stay away from those things. You make sure to stay away from the alcohol, the drugs, the pornography. You should be doing that anyway. But especially during this fast. Right? He says, amen. Also, he says in 1 through 7, he says, be careful not to operate in unforgiveness during the fast. All right? God don't want you bitter during the fast. You see, because that root of bitterness will consume your fast. During your fast, when you're supposed to be concentrating on God, you're concentrating on what they did you. And what will happen is, with A and B, with you fasting while participating in sin, with you fasting having a grudge of unforgiveness and bitterness in your heart, what happens is you begin to fast in the flesh. Right? There's nothing worse than fasting in the flesh. Okay? Because you're already aggravated because you're hungry and you can't eat what you want. All right? And now you're in the flesh. All right? It'll be a nightmare for your loved ones. Your husband going to look at you and say, please eat because you ain't doing no good. All right? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't fast in the flesh. Somebody say, help me, Jesus. All right? Isaiah tells us, don't operate in debate and strife while you're fasting. Okay? So you want to stay away from sin. You want to stay away from unforgiveness and grudges, all right? You meditating on the wrongs that people do you. And you will feel like you want to do that right now. Because the flesh is searching for something to feed on. It's searching for something to feed on. And one of the things that the flesh feeds on is not only grudges and you just being angry at somebody. You'll feel yourself feeling angry during this time for somebody did you more than when you started fasting. And you and your wife going to want to talk about it. You and your husband going to want to talk about it. You and your friend going to want to talk about it. I'm telling you to operate in some self-control. And you can identify the wrong they did you, but go ahead and speak it in your home and go ahead and say, yeah, but we're not going to talk about that right now. All right? Because I'm not going to let them ruin my fast. Anybody hear me up in here? He says debate and strife. And that's another thing. Don't be arguing during the fast. Don't be arguing. Don't be fussing and fighting during the fast. One of the temptations is, especially in the households with husbands and wives, the devil going to try to get y'all to argue, strife and debate during the fast. All right? I just want to give you a heads up on it so that if you've been experiencing it, here's how to deal with it. All right? Y'all, let each other win. Let each other win. Just let each other win. Just look at them and say, boy, there's 25 things I could tell you right now. But after the fast is on. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody got to cut the argument off. All right? All right? Because you see, when you're fasting, you can argue like nobody else. Because you're hungry. All right? And you can think clearly. So here you are, you got all kind of stuff, all right? You're hungry, all right? But you just gotta cut it off. Just gotta cut it off. Somebody say, let them win. Just let them win. Just the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. Just let them win. Just let them win. Amen. My wife been letting me win. I've been seeing her let me win. I say something, she just look at me. Oh God. And I see, like I hear her knuckles crack under the table. She just, tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. But what she don't know, I'm letting her win too. All right? Just let each other win. All right? Show some grace during this time. Because you don't want to fast in the flesh. All right? This right here is supposed to be a spiritual, sensitive time where you could hear God, where you're worshiping. And I'm telling you, one morning, amen, God, I was in my prayer closet. God just told me. He said, worship. That's what he told me. See, because if that devil got you fussing and debate and strife, worship will kill it. All right? You mean what you're talking about, Pastor? You mean me singing? I can't sing. It don't have to be you singing. Just put a little music on in the house. Just put a little music on in the house. And you don't have to blast it to wake up the neighbors. Don't be obnoxious with it. Just start it off low. And let it just fill the atmosphere. Sooner or later, the whole house is going to be singing. And that's when you turn it up. They're going to ask you to turn it up. Turn it up! All right? All right? I'm trying to tell you how to get the most out your fast. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Don't fast in the flesh. Next, Isaiah gives us not only the things we stay away from, the negative commands, he gives us the positive commands in these verses 1 through 7, the things that we should do. And I'm not going to go through all of them, but he begins to talk about things like to loose the bands of wickedness. Amen. And in 2016, we went over the scripture a little bit more detail. Amen. It was like 3 years ago. And we said that meant, amen, that we should share the gospel during our fast. All right? To deal bread to the hungry. That means that, hallelujah, while we are starving ourselves, we should look for people, hallelujah, who can't buy food. And we should help the homeless out. We should, you see what God telling us through Isaiah? Stop doing the things that's in the flesh, but do some things that's in the spirit. Stop trying to hurt one another and begin to try to help one another. Amen. He's telling you don't do things that's in the flesh, but do things that's in the spirit during the fast. Look for somebody to feed during the fast. All right? Look for the hungry during the fast. All right? He says not only that, amen, and I believe in the spirit during the fast, God gonna put some people in your way that need some stuff. And when you would normally just pass and not roll your window down or give them anything, hallelujah, just go ahead and give them something. Just go ahead and give them something. All right? He said, feed the hungry while you're on your fast. Amen? He says, bring the poor who are cast out. That means provide shelter for somebody while you fast. He said, cover him. That means to clothe the poor while you fast. Huh? During the fast, go drop some clothes off to, hallelujah, Salvation Army or to Goodwill by John over there who's supervising and managing over there. Hallelujah. Go drop something off. You see, because what you want to do is while you're on the fast, show God, hallelujah, that you're going to do good works to God. Anybody hear me up in here? I don't know if y'all feeling me. Are y'all feeling me yet? I just need you to take some mental notes, all right? During a fast, you stay away from bad and you amplify the good, okay? All right? Hallelujah. This is God's chosen fast. This is how to properly fast before the Lord, all right? Being careful to do good and stay away from evil. Being careful that the devil don't ruin this fast for us, all right? Have you fussing, fighting, unforgiving, and bitter, worried about the wrong things, fasting in the flesh? If you do it wrong, you get nothing out of it. If you do it right, you get the rewards of heaven. All right? By the time we get to verse 8 tells us the list of things we begin to get when we fast right. And that's where I want to be. Amen. And I'm just going to deal with one of them this morning. Amen. And God woke me up with this, took me to Isaiah in my mind. He said, this is where I want you to be. Amen. And when Brian them got up and was singing, amen, I said, oh, yeah, God, this is it. Amen. Amen. Not a new season, but a new day. Amen. All I heard was prosperity. All I heard is you're blessed. Amen. And hallelujah. I just was like, wow, God, great confirmation. Amen. And so let's look at verse 8. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what we're going to focus on this morning. The Bible says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health spring forth speedily. And what he's saying is, after you do the chosen fast, then something's going to happen to you. All right? And the then I want to deal with is just this first one. Thy light shall break forth as the morning. All right? Thy light shall break forth as the morning. The Hebrew language is rich right here, y'all. Meaning that behind these simple English words, there's so much meaning. The break forth as the morning, hallelujah, means at its basic essence, it means a breakthrough comes in your life after you fast. A breakthrough. Amen. Pastor, what's a breakthrough? Something that was blocked up. Something that wasn't moving. Something that wasn't changing. All of a sudden, suddenly, as though through violent pressure, as though through violent, amen, accumulation of power, hey, God, something breaks through in your life. Amen. Pushes through. And everything that was stored up before rushes through up in your life and floods you. Amen. Amen. How many people ready for the overflow? Anybody ready for the overflow? That's what he means. He says when, hallelujah, he says then, hallelujah, he says the light shall do what? Break forth. That means to break through. All right. Break through. All right. That light right here is sunlight, okay? More specifically, is sunlight in the morning. It's the dawn. It's sunrise. And if anybody ever watched the sunrise, amen, hallelujah, when that sun come up, whoo, it's breaking through the darkness. Anybody hear me up in here? Hallelujah. And God is saying after the fast, your breakthrough is going to come up like the sunrise. Your breakthrough is going to come up like dawn in your life. Anybody hear me? Darkness is going to be gone. The night is going to be far spent. Amen. The scripture that comes to my mind is none other than Psalm 30, verse 5. When the Bible tells us, amen, for his anger endure it but for a moment. In his favor is life. That means sometimes God could be angry with his people. But his anger don't last forever. Anybody hear me up in here? The anger endure it for what? For a moment. Remember, he only cursed to the second, third generation, but he blesses to the thousands. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? His anger endure for a moment. His favor is life. He says, weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, Weeping may endure for a night, but can I tell you that the morning is coming? The morning is coming. Sunrise is coming. Dawn is coming, because joy cometh in the morning. Listen to me. He says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. After the fast, it shall break forth as the morning. Amen. This means that trouble is not going to last always. And that after the fast, the morning is coming in your life. Tell your neighbor right now, say, the morning is coming. Come on, tell your other neighbor, the morning is coming. Come on, tell one more person somewhere. Look around. Go look to the other one. The morning is coming. The morning is coming. Come on, the morning is coming. Come on, the morning is coming. The morning, hallelujah, it's coming. Night won't last forever. The morning is coming. The morning is coming. It don't last forever. Then shalt thy light break forth. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me now. Hallelujah. This word light in the Hebrew means six things we're going to cover right quick. Six things. Hallelujah. We're going to go through them right quick. Amen. In relation to ourselves, but also in relation to our people. All right. Because you have to understand, we are not only fasting for ourselves, we fasting for our people. We fasting for the Hebrews. Anybody fasting with me for the Hebrews? Amen. We are fasting for their revelation, that they would wake up. Huh? We are fasting, amen, for, hallelujah, reunification, that we would wake up and be one, all right? But we are also fasting, amen, for restoration, that we would wake up, be one, and resume, hallelujah, the position we had with him, hallelujah, in the beginning of this thing. Come on, give God some glory in here. All right? So we're going to take this scripture and apply it to us and our people. And God is telling our people that after this fast, then shall thy light, Hebrews, break forth as the morning. Break forth as the morning. Well, Pastor, what does this light mean? What is this light that's coming upon us and our people after our fast? What does it mean? The first thing it means is salvation. Say with me, salvation. All right? All right? Because this word light means salvation. Huh? It means salvation here in the Hebrew. And when you take this and you put that in the scripture, it says, then shall salvation break forth as the morning. And I want to tell you, because of this fast that we on, this 21-day fast, and everybody around the world that's fasting with us, something is going to happen in the heavenlies. And it's going to happen in the heavenlies in regards to salvation. Anybody hear me up in here? All right. I don't know about you, but I want to see some people saved. Anybody need God to save some people around them? Huh? Anybody want their spouse saved, their children saved, their parents saved, their brothers and sisters saved, their sons and daughters saved? Anybody want their neighbors saved, their co-workers saved? Anybody want their community saved? Anybody want their leaders saved, the judges saved, the policemen saved? Come on, somebody. Then shall salvation break forth as the morning after this fast. Amen. The word light means salvation. And a result of our fast, the night of being the only one saved in your family, that night is over in the name of Jesus. All right? The night of being the only one that know God. The night of being the only one living for God. The night of being the only one misunderstood in the family, not appreciated in the family, talked about in the family, clowned in the family, persecuted in the family, discouraged in the family. After this fast, he says, then shall salvation break forth as the morning. As it relates to our people, we have to have faith. And I want to prophesy and decree a thing. Amen. I want to decree from this little church in Lafayette, Louisiana, that after God watch us fast, because remember, Daniel was one man and he fasted for 21 days and God moved to bring Israel out of Babylon. Now we more than one man, we are one church. Come on, lift that one up. We are one church. And as one church, we fasting like Daniel did. And we fasting because the time is up in Egypt. The time is up in Babylon. Amen. And our God is not a respecter of persons. And what he did for Daniel, he gonna do for us. Anybody hear me up in here? And we are fasting. And because of that fast, I'm decreeing that the light of salvation shall break forth upon our people. I need you to see the sun rising, and our people waking up and turning around. I want you to see the Hebrews coming to Jesus. And not just the Hebrews, but every nation that affixed themselves to us and unified themselves with us. Amen. And God's going to do it. Amen. The night of our people being lost and in idolatry and in false churches and in the world, I declare and decree that it's over in the mighty name of Yahshua Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Salvation is coming to our people. How do you know, Pastor? Because the Bible tells me so. In Romans 11, amen, verse 25, Paul says, "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery." Paul said, a lot of people don't know something, but I'm about to declare to y'all a mystery, Paul said. And he said, I don't want y'all to be ignorant. He says, let you should be wise in your own conceits. Because sometimes you could think you're wise, but not know anything. All right? And he tells us what we should be wise about, what we should know. He says that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. You see, we think we're wiser than our people. And we look at our people and the mess they're in, and we want to judge them. We want to condemn them. We want to talk about them, but offer no solution. And we want to look at our people like they never going to change, like they never going to get up. He says, nah, you're not wise, you're foolish. He said, you're ignorant. And what you're ignorant of is that blindness, hallelujah, had happened to Israel for a reason. Anybody hear me up in here? Meaning that the ghettos we in is for a reason. The broken homes is for a reason. The drug use is for a reason. The jails packed is for a reason. The way we look today, hallelujah, is not arbitrary. It's for a reason. And the reason we messed up is so God could hook up the other races of men. That blindness in part had happened to Israel until the Gentiles come in. You understand what I'm saying? When the world get a revelation of who we are and what we have done, hallelujah, what God has done through us for the world, they're going to come and shake our hand and say, thank God for the people of the Most High God. Y'all went through so we could come out. Y'all went through so we could come out. He said, the blindness happened until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. That word fullness means the full number. That God has a number in heaven and in his heart of how many Gentiles he gonna save. And when that number hits the max number, which we getting close to that number. Are you prophetic enough to see the signs of the times? Are you prophetic enough to look into their churches and look into their... Are you prophetic enough to see what I'm seeing? The fullness is almost up. The fullness is almost up. And when the fullness is up, the blindfold gonna be taken off. The blindfold gonna be taken off. Israel gonna wake, hallelujah, like a lion out of his slumber. Judah will arise, you see what I'm saying? And that's what we're fasting for. And as you see it slowing down on this end, you can see it picking up on this end. There's an awakening that's happening. And what I see, amen, after this fast is that our churches are going to be packed to the back. Our church is going to be packed to the back, especially the pastors that began to adopt, amen, who we are. And they are. They call and they text and they come into the school of the Hebrews. They was there in Atlanta, amen, hallelujah. They're going to be there in D.C. when we go to D.C. Listen to me now. And guess what? Their church is going to be packed. Church is going to be packed. Then shall salvation break forth as the morning. If we fast right, hallelujah, verse 26, the Bible says in Romans 26, and so all Israel shall be saved. Come on, let's read that again. Come on, you got to read that with me. You got to read that. You see, because your eyes can't see that. Read that with me. And what? And so All Israel shall be saved. Oh, wait up, wait up, wait up, wait up, wait up. You got some uncles and some nephews and some nieces. Hallelujah. You got some children. Amen. You got some people in your life that the devil is saying never going to be born again, that you done gave up on. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you something. In the heavenlies. Woo! Hallelujah, the depth of that statement. What did he say? And so what? And so all Israel shall be saved. You say, Pastor, how you know the church is going to be packed? Oh, because there's a lot of Israel. Anybody hear me up in here? Mark, we're going to be looking for pastors to ordain. We're going to be looking for people to send out to churches. Why? Because all Israel shall be saved. Won't find enough anointed men. Why? Because all Israel going to be saved. While others are running from the church, Israel is going to run to the church. Woo! Has God cast off his people forever? God forbid. Then shall salvation break forth as the morning. You see? You see? He tells us in Isaiah, hallelujah, he says, hallelujah, for this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. In Isaiah 45, 17, he says, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You see? He says, you shall not be ashamed nor confounded until the world is without end. Oh, no. God's going to remember his covenant. His covenant with Abraham, his covenant with Isaac, and his covenant with Jacob. Fast with me. And don't fast in the flesh. Fast with me and do good while you fast, and salvation gonna break forth on our people. Come on, give God some glory. Hallelujah. Second thing this word light means is wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation, right? And when we say wisdom and revelation, amen, we mean that after God saves our people because of our fast, he's not only gonna save them to wander around the earth aimlessly around the same mountain for 40 years. He's going to save us and enlighten our minds. He's going to save us and give us revelation. He's going to save us and give us a wisdom that we ain't never had before. Anybody hear me up in here? You see, the night, the darkness of ignorance after this fast is over for our people. All right? When he says, then shall light break forth, we might as well say, then shall wisdom break forth. Then shall revelation break forth. Huh? As the morning. Amen? The darkness of our people not knowing their purpose is over. The darkness of our people not knowing what they was created for. Hallelujah. The darkness of our people not knowing who they are. All of that is over after this fast. I'm declaring and decreeing some things. You see, the Bible say, hallelujah, that when Ezekiel saw the dry bones, the Bible say, prophesy to the dry bones. Tell the dry bones what they are even before they are what they are. Speak those things that are not as though they were, and it's going to come to pass. So I'm declaring some things that, Brother Harvey. That wisdom going to break out on our people. Revelation's going to break out on our people. That we're going to do some things and see some things that we've never seen before. All right? What does that song say? I'm getting ready to see something I've never seen. All right? All right? All right? See, when we fast, God gives wisdom. Like he gave wisdom to Daniel. Huh? When Daniel wanted to know some things. And in regards to our people, amen, God's going to give our people witty inventions, all right? Our people are going to start inventing things again, all right? They're going to start inventing things again. He's going to give our people wisdom and revelation into the deep things of God, the mysteries of God. We're going to read the Bible and understand what God is trying to say to the church, amen? People are going to come to us, the Bible says. Grab hold of our jacket, grab hold of our skirt, Brother Cole, and say, take us to your God, because we know that you're the people. They're going to come and tell us that. Listen, I can see a day where major Gentile churches going to get up and preach, Brian, that they have been wrong, that the people of the book are none other than the so-called African Americans in America right now. I foresee it. I see it happening. I'm telling you. And the funny thing about it is, I believe that some Gentiles going to believe it before some of the Hebrews believe it. Oh, you're not hearing me up in here. All right. I'm telling you what I see. All right. They're going to get up and say it. What was ridiculed, what was attacked, shall become common knowledge. He's going to give us wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation in what, Pastor? We're about to have a whole new day come upon us as a people. I want you to get ready for financial wisdom. I want you to get ready for investment wisdom. I want you to get ready for business wisdom. I want you to get ready. God's going to open up a part of your brain you never thought you had. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to look at something and say, I understand that now. How in the world I didn't understand that before? You're going to understand some things. All right? He's going to give us marital wisdom, where we're going to be able to relate to one another better, and our marriage is going to look better. He's going to give us family wisdom on how to raise our kids better. He's going to give us community wisdom, how to be one as a people. He's going to give us church wisdom, how to make our churches mega churches, how to possess the land all around us. He's going to give us all this type of wisdom, governmental wisdom as a people. He's going to raise up, I'm telling you, some Daniels, y'all, where they're going to call us, hallelujah, for national emergencies on how to handle certain things. Oh, you're not hearing me up in here. Go ahead and speak it, Pastor. He's going to give us academic wisdom. Anybody hear me? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. And the same people who talked about us not being able to learn, they're going to be the ones that say, come and teach us some things, because we can't get it like you got it. Hey, got them. Woo! My God, my God, my God. He's going to give us what, y'all? Wisdom and revelation to the Hebrews as a result of this fast. As a result of this fast, huh? Books like you've never seen books come out of us. Songs like you've never seen songs come out of us. All right? You see, you might not understand church history. Amen. But when revival and the anointing fell on the Gentiles, amen, all kind of revolutions happened. All kind of prosperity came forth because of it. All right? You see, because, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord brings blessings. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? So in order to get what's about to happen to us, you got to go back and study what happened to them. Oh, God. Oh, God. You know the preachers that came out of the Gentile world when the anointing was on them? You know the inventors that came out? You know the schools, the colleges that came out? You know, oh, God, you're getting ready to see something you never seen. Come on, give God some glory, amen. So watch me. Because of this fast, this light means salvation comes to our people. Because of this fast, this light means, amen, that wisdom and revelation comes over our people. Number three, this light means that prosperity is coming to our people. All right? And remember, when I say our people, remember, it's our people and everybody that's attached to our people. I don't want to have to say it over and over again. You should already have that in your mind. Because not only Naomi was blessed, Ruth was blessed because she was with Naomi and with God's people. She said, your people shall be my people and your God shall be my God. And there are some calling the church all the time, emailing the church, amen, saying, we know that y'all the people. All right? All right? But this light means prosperity. And it's going to come upon the people like a mighty flood, like a sunrise. You see? Like a sunrise. You see? I'm telling you here that the night of poverty over our people is just about done with. It's just about over. It's 5:30 and the sun about to rise. The dawn is coming. This night of lack, of want, of falling short when you got to pay something, of going without, looking around and telling your children, we just can't do it right now. That night, I declare, I decree, I prophesy and speak over you that that night is over. It's over. After this fast, breakthrough is coming. Not just individually, but as a people. All right? As a people. All right? All right? That light means breakthrough, but it means prosperity. You see? You see? That Deuteronomy 28 is coming back upon our people. That blessing of Abraham is coming fully upon our people. You see, everybody quoted, but it was written for us. Oh, you ain't caught that. You ain't caught that. You ain't caught that. Everybody quoted, but it was written for us. All right? All right? We're going to get to a place where we shut down the projects for black people. Just we going to ride through. We ain't going to it's going to be boarded up. Oh, we ain't going to be there. You understand what I'm saying? The wicked going to be there. The lost going to be there. But not the people of the book and everybody attached to the people. Why? Because the blessing of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. That when you seek first the kingdom of heaven, all these things shall be added to you. I'm not telling you something that's not true. I'm telling you the word of God. And I'm hoping you got the faith to receive what thus saith the Lord, because it's your day. Let me encourage you as you fast with me. The light of prosperity is coming upon us. And you got to fully receive this word. You got to fully adopt what we do in here. Or you going to get left behind. You're going to get left behind. You see, last year's fast brought all kind of things into my life. All kind of doors were open. All kind of manifestations took place. And for something that's with us, if you could look back over your life and look at the things that God done open up in your life, look at what you pull up in, look at where you're living at, hallelujah, you would tell me that our fasting was not for nothing. Woo! How many people in a better place than they were in? How many people in a better position that they were in? How many people are moving forward? You got to hear me up in here. But don't get left behind. Don't get left behind. Don't get left behind. Sticking with the old move, the old church, the old way, yesterday's revelation. Don't get left behind. Because while everybody moving forward, if you're not really not with the vanguard, while we moving forward, you're going to be moving backward. Anybody hear me up in here? Yeah. You see, where we going is no more social programs needed for the Hebrews. They could turn all of that off. Only stamps we going to need is for the post office. We ain't going to need none of that other stuff. We going to feed ourselves. We ain't going to need none of that. They can have all that. We don't need that. We going to be so blessed we can grow our own food. We ain't going to need none of that. Go ahead and turn that off. Get that to somebody that need that. Because I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come and when I go. I'm blessed. I drop a seed on the ground and it sprout up and grow. I'm just favored. Anybody hear me up in here? None of that no more. They're going to close down the projects on you. They're going to shut down low-income housing on the Hebrews. They're going to shut down the food stamp program. Hallelujah, disability, because look, health come with all of that too. They're going to shut all of that down. Your body going to feel good. Your mind going to be good. They're going to have to shut all of that down. Shut it down. The light of prosperity shall break forth as the morning. Won't need that no more. No more joblessness. Prosperity shall break forth. No more homelessness. Prosperity shall break forth. No more of that, y'all. No more of that. No more of that. You see? Deuteronomy 28:2. I put it in the NLT so it could soak in your mind. This is the reward of God's chosen fast. See, I put it in the NLT because we sometimes get used to reading it, but I want you to read it in the NLT with me. Just follow. The blessings of the Lord right here in Deuteronomy 28 is upon us and is coming. He says, you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord God. And we obey in him by obeying his gospel and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. And his righteousness becomes our righteousness. He says, your towns and your fields will be what? Will be blessed. And I like that because I want our own town in the name of Jesus. He said, your towns and your fields shall be blessed. He says, your children and your crops will be what? Will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be what? Blessed. Your fruit baskets and your bread boards will be what? Blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be what? Blessed. Wait, I got to read that one again. Wherever you go and whatever you do will be blessed. That's what's on us right now. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction. They will attack you from one direction. They will attack you from one direction. But they will scatter from you in seven directions because it's not only a new season, it's a new day. I'm telling you. Verse 8, he says, the Lord will guarantee a blessing. Oh, you see in Southwest Louisiana, we say, I guarantee. The Bible says the Lord will guarantee a blessing. Guarantee, he's going to promise it, make sure it happens. On what? Hallelujah. On everything you do. On everything you do. And will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. Everything you buy, everything, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. It's going to be grain in the storehouse. Right now, you can't find enough, hallelujah, to get by. Hey, God. But in the day that's coming, when you can't find it in your wallet, it's going to be in your bank account. And if it ain't in your account, it's going to be in your savings. If it ain't in your savings, whoo, it's going to be under your mattress. And if it ain't under your mattress, it's going to be in your safe. You're going to have places you can go to get what you need. Hallelujah. And I didn't say who bank you're going to have to go to. We're going to have our own bank up in here. I'm telling you. Bless. Bless. He opening our mind. He opening our mind. You got to get on board. You got to be 100% with this thing. Some things happening in the spiritual that I've never seen before. It's like an advanced thing he doing with us. You see? He tells us here, hallelujah, in verse 9, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. All right? Now, Israel, watch this verse 10, and I want you to soak this one up. Then all the nations of the world will see. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord. Hey! Hey! I'm telling you up in here, all the nations shall see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. What manner of man is this? What manner of people is this? How can they do business like this? How can they live in homes like this? How can they drive cars like this? How can they be smart like this? How can they open business? How can they do what they do? They must be the people of the Most High God. While everybody is in lack, while everybody is in famine, they go sow seed in the land and possess a harvest, a hundredfold. Somebody shout if you believe the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. I'm getting ready to see something I've never seen. This word for light, hallelujah, tells us, hallelujah, that salvation is going to break forth on our people. It tells us wisdom, revelation, understanding going to break forth on our people. It tells us prosperity is breaking forth upon our people. But also, this word light means justice. And justice shall break forth upon our people. Justice. Pastor, what does the word justice mean? Justice, hallelujah, and all the philosophical definitions means to give a man, a person, a woman their due. What they deserve, what they work hard for, what they labored in the cotton fields for, what they built the White House for, what they was out there, hallelujah, when nobody else could be in the fields, and when they built the American economy on their backs, when they to give them their due. See, you ain't had your due yet. Hebrew, you ain't had your due yet. You ain't been given the credit. You ain't been given the money. You ain't been, listen, they giving reparations to everybody but you. Justice. Then shall justice break forth as the morning. And it's happening already. The Hebrews are coming up and coming out. It's happening already. Wrongs done to us are being exposed. It's happening already. It's happening already. The things they used to do to us, they just can't do it no more. It's happening already. There's a switching going on. The atmosphere is shifting. It. As a result of the fast, the long night of injustice will be over. The long night of being taken advantage of, overlooked, underpaid, underappreciated, fired before you're even hired. Listen to me. That night of injustice is just about done with. That night of being blamed for things you ain't did. That night of being locked up for crimes you ain't committed. Arrested just for driving black. Anybody hear me up in here? Pulled over just because of the way your hat look. Anybody hear me up in here? Look that funny just because you got a better car than some. Hey, God. Justice is rising. Rising like the sun. He says, listen, you ain't going to get locked up no more. The prison's about to be emptied. Doors about to open for those they thought was lost forever. Hey, God. Yes. You ain't going to be shot up no more. Justice. Justice. So shall justice. So shall justice. Justice, justice, justice. Break forth as the morning. Not going to be able to hang you no more like they used to. Not going to be able to burn down Greenwood like they used to. That was a different day. It's a new season and it's a new day. I don't know if y'all hearing me up in here. I'm prophesying, and I don't know if you care about what I'm prophesying, but justice is an important thing, amen. You see, you don't realize how important justice is until somebody takes some justice away from you, until somebody treats you in an unjust way, until they lock up your son or shoot up your daughter or shoot up your... You see, you ain't thirsted for justice yet because you ain't never been served injustice like the majority of our people, you see. See, justice is an important thing. There's coming a time, amen, where justice is going to break forth on the people of God. Every injustice, everything that was taken from us, everything that was denied us, every act of discrimination, every act of All of that is about to change. And it's happening already. You see in the first fruits of it. After the fast, justice is rising. Is rising. Is rising. Judah, you're going to look different in America in a few. You're going to walk different in America in a few. You're going to talk different in America in a few. In a few. And I'm not saying there won't be no hiccups, no heartaches while we wait and while we fast. But though it tarry, wait for it. For it shall surely come to pass. Justice shall rise. I have this in my notes. This light also means new birth. New birth. New birth. It does. It does. It means new birth. Similar to salvation, but this new birth is not the spiritual birth of new regeneration. This new birth is the physical birth of seed for our families. The word light in the Hebrew tells us, then shall new birth, new children, sons and daughters, break forth upon you as the morning. See, for some of y'all need to understand that after this fast, people who was barren in the night of loneliness and childlessness, after this fast, that barrenness upon our people is over. You see, you don't care about it because you got a house full of children. You don't care about it because you got too many. You want to drop a few off. But there's some in here, some amongst our people who are hurting every single day when they go to bed and they want children. And I'm here to tell them that because of our affliction this year, that wombs are going to be open in Jesus' name. See, you got to believe it. Say, Pastor, how can I believe? Because he's did it before. He's done it before. I remember fasting, amen, and praying and coming into a season of open doors. Remember that? And boy, God began to open all kind of wombs up in here. Boy. Hallelujah. People having babies. They didn't even want babies. They were just having babies. See, God is able. You understand what I'm saying? He's able. You see? And in Psalm 113:9, the Bible says, he maketh the barren woman. Not just a woman, the barren woman. The woman who scientifically, the woman who medically, the woman who according to her age, amen, and her biological clock, that woman, amen, that they say it never could be done, but the Bible says what's impossible for man is possible with God, so he maketh that woman, the barren woman, to do what? To keep house. That means she got a house full of children running around. She up in there cooking, cleaning, got flour in her hair and everything. Starting to doubt God. God, did I really want what I prayed for? All right. And there was a bunch of them in here that happened to. We just brought up Pastor Jay and Jess. Amen. Hallelujah. Jess come up here. She said, I never was pregnant. Never thought it could have happened. Huh? But our God, he's able. Anybody hear me up in here? He's able. Even my own wife, even my own children, he's able. So I know he could do it. Huh? God is able to do. Oh. Come on. Do you believe it? He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Bible says, don't give up. Don't give up on God. Because he won't give up on you. He is able. Come on, give God some glory. Come on. Do you believe he's able? Do you believe he's able? Do you believe he's able? Come on, show God you believe he's able. Stand to your feet if you believe God is able to do what he has promised you. Hallelujah. I'm going to be calling your name by this time next year. I speak a prophetic word upon you. Like the angel Gabriel spoke, hallelujah, to Elizabeth and to Mary. By this time next year, according to the time of men,
you shall conceive in Jesus' name. Come on, you got to do better than that. Hallelujah. Come on, be seated. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Not child, children. You see? Because he does exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or hope for. See, Hannah just wanted one child. Ooh, God broke loose. God broke loose. All right? Woo! 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 There's an anointing moving around in here. There's an anointing moving around in here. There's an anointing moving around in here. Woo! Just reach out your hand and grab it. Just reach out your hand and grab it. Reach out your hand and grab it. See, new birth don't only mean children. It could mean if you want that. But new birth means new revelation, new businesses, new frontiers, new locations. Just stick your hand in the current if you want it. Just woo! Now make sure it's the right current now. Coming here with twins next year. Huh, first lady. Hallelujah! He is able. Oh, he is able. All right. Woo! Ask Pastor Jay about it. Ask Jess about it. I'm telling you. In regards to our people, God's going to continue to bless our people to be exceptionally fruitful. While others are having problems, hallelujah, conceiving, he will abundantly bless us with fertile wombs and fertile men. Like in the days of Egypt of old, when it was right about our time to get out, the Bible says in Exodus 1:12, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. We just have to stay faithful. And listen to me good. We got to stay away from their abortion clinics. Don't you let the devil kill any more of our prophets, priests, and kings in the mighty name of Jesus. But Pastor, it wasn't the right time. God knows what time it is. Pastor, it was a mistake. Don't you dare call what God had done a mistake. Don't bring any more of our babies to abortion clinic. You're participating in the evils of the Egyptian pharaohs. Dumping our baby boys in the water. Don't you kill our next Moses. Bring them to the church house. We got families that want babies up in here right now. Bring them to the church house. Drop them off by the front door and peel out if you got to. But don't you kill no more of our babies. Touch not thine anointed. And do God's prophets no harms. Bless Israel. Don't curse and hurt Israel. But Pastor, I did it in my ignorance. And I plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. Forgiven for what you've done in the past, but wisdom and revelation to walk out what you know in the future. No more abortions. Come on, say it with me. No more abortions. Come on, say it with me. No more abortions. You're participating in the devil's plan for us. Come on, say it with me. No more abortions. Oh, not one, Mike. Come on, say it with me. No more abortions. I don't care how he came into the world. Not a single one more. Not. No, no, you don't know the blood they got running through their veins. You don't. We need everyone right now. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Bring them to me. Bring them to me. Bring them to me. Bring them. Bring them. We're going to figure something out. Bring them to me. I know families who want them. Bring them to me in first. No, I ain't going to keep them, but bring them to me. I got enough. I got enough of the children. I got enough of the children of Israel. But bring them to me. We got even some of our tightest people who done raised families already and now they saved and born again and would love to give it another shot. Ooh, God have mercy. No more. He's going to give us new birds. And as he give us new birds, I got a word for the men in here. Marry them women. Marry them women. Stop playing house. Stop playing like a man and become a man. Marry them women. You're older than 18. Marry them women. Stop playing with them women, making babies and putting pressure on them to kill our babies. If you would be a real man, she never would have even thought about killing that baby. Marry. Marry them women. The daughters of Zion not made to be laid with and left. Ah, the anointing is heavy. The anointing is heavy. They're not meant to be laid with and left. They made to be laid with and loved. They made to be. Our men, I speak it on you. You're going to marry them women. This is you in a few days, man of God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Married and women. Make families. Nests to raise healthy babies in. This is a moment in our history where we get back to who we are and the way we do things. Them babies need a nest. Even the animals make a nest for their babies. You make babies and make no nests. You provide no environment for them babies to be nurtured and developed. You lay and leave. It's barbaric, it's cruel, it's animalistic, and it's demonic. You lay, you love, you stay, and you live. And you raise them babies together. You raise them babies together. I don't care how much she burn you up. You raise them babies together. I don't care how much y'all fuss. You raise them babies together. You don't leave on your babies. Don't. Because you want to scream and shout when I talked about abortion. But you're spiritually aborting them babies when you lay and you don't provide a nest for them babies. Them babies all messed up. And I got to deal with them babies in church. I got to deal with them fatherless men. I got to deal.
But Pastor, I done messed up in my time past. I put the blood over your past. They sung it, no condemnation. You've been redeemed. You've been forgiven. But from this moment on, you got to raise them families. Hebrew, listen to me. It's our season. It's our day. Let's get back to what we know to be true, what we know to be right. Stay with them families. Raise them babies. Come hell or high water. Be able to look them babies in the face and be able to tell them, I never left you. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was there. Oh, no. In the same house. I was there. When you was up at night sick, I was there. When you watch me at night, I'm coming home. I was there. I'm coming in the door at night. You go to sleep safe knowing daddy is in the house. Ain't nobody coming in here. Nobody coming in here because daddy is here. You let him come in and try. And you. Woo! How many men willing to stay with theirs? Stand up, let me see you. I won't see you. I won't size you up, Mark. Let me look at you. I just won't look at you. I won't size you up. I won't see what you got. Because I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I got a question for you. Are you man enough? Are you man enough? You stay with yours. You raise yours. You can't go nowhere, man. Can't go nowhere, man. You know? You raise yours, dog. Come on, give God some glory for our men. Hallelujah! Might have made some mistakes in the past, but I'm here now, baby. Got my head on straight now. See? That light rising. That light rising, salvation, wisdom, revelation on our people, prosperity on our people, justice on our people, new births and new families and new understanding on our family structure, hallelujah, just coming upon our people. Here's the last one. Joy. Hallelujah! Joy! Joy, joy. Joy. Then shall joy break forth as the morning, as the light. You see, you think that God going to bless you with salvation, wisdom, revelation, prosperity, justice, and new birth, and you not feel like dancing and singing a song? You not make you want to wake up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You see what I'm saying? Because he's blessing us. This new day is a day of joy for us. No more depression. No more thoughts of suicide. No more despair, despondency, and loneliness. Oh, no. He's shifting the atmosphere. The cloud of gloom is gone, is leaving. And the sun is breaking forth. It's like that weather that was came here just a few days ago, where it seemed like it couldn't stop raining. And then the days after that were the most beautiful days we've ever seen. I'm telling you, nature was preaching to you how your life is going to look in a little while. Surely a little rain going to come. But the sun is about to shine. It's about to shine. And he's bringing us joy. You see, what a lot of people don't understand, that that God wants us to have joy. See, we live out Christianity and teach our children a Christianity that is joyless. Well, we got to be mean all the time. And we say, but we got ugly ways. Sometimes our children look at us and say, why you got to be so mean? And they got people lost that's nicer than you. Reprobates that's more happier than you. And it sent a confusing message to our children and people around us. You see, I believe that we're about to enter a season, a day, a period, where the people of God begin to understand that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Anybody hear me up in here? You see, when you meet a real mature Christian, you're going to feel the joy coming off of them. You're going to feel like they love life and love being where they're being, that they love doing what they're doing, and they love the opportunity to talk with you and walk with you and live with you. They love it. You understand what I'm saying? It's joy. And I believe that joy is something we need in Philadelphia. All right? Because some of y'all look like y'all been sucking on a lemon all day. Look like y'all just got jacked when y'all come in church. Want to walk up to them and say, who robbed you? I know who robbed you. It was the devil. The devil tried to steal your joy. Now listen to me. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Have a smile on your face. God's been good to you. You woke up this morning? You in your right mind? You healthy? You had a roof over your head? You had transportation to get here? Got a few little dollars in your pocket? All right. Who we got to be mad for? Somebody say joy. Listen to me now. You got to walk in this thing. Put a smile on your face. See, that there's something, hallelujah, that the people of God got to understand now, all right? There's some of us who prophetic and we love the word. There's others of us that walk in the spirit. A lot of times the ones that love the word and know the word treat the ones that walk in the spirit like they nothing and they don't know the word. And so they all about that truth, but this one is all about that spirit. And if you don't watch it, hallelujah, the one that's all about that truth or dominate the one that's all about that spirit. And what will happen is you have a house that's mean. A house that's, hallelujah, look like they've been sucking on lemons. A frozen house. But God wants them that just not worship him in truth. He wants those that worship him in spirit and truth. What I'm saying is you got to learn how to walk in the spirit. You got to learn how to bear the fruit of the spirit. He's taking us into a place where the joy of the Lord is going to be so important, because we are going to be living in a time and living in a day where the world is going to be dark around us, joyless around us, loveless around us. And we, God's people, will stand as lighthouses, lighthouses. Lighthouses of love, lighthouses of joy, lighthouses of peace, lighthouses of kindness and gentleness, lighthouses. We will be citadels in the darkness. And they're going to know we the people, y'all. By our love and by our joy, they're going to know it. You see, he's going to bless us with all these things. And we're going to have to be happy. We're going to have to be joyful. This is the day that the Lord has made. We wake up and say, we will rejoice and be glad in it. A lot of people don't know. God wants us to have joy. Jesus says in John 8:16-24, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. Why? That your joy may be full. He wants us to have it, y'all. He wants us to have it. All right. But you can't have it without having him. You knew I was coming back to it. You can't have it without salvation. You see? Because joy don't come without being saved, no. That's why David said, he said, restore to me the what? The joy of my, because that's salvation. That's joy hooked with salvation. When you get saved, he put salvation, he put joy in your heart. But you can't have joy without salvation. You can't have a gleeful disposition, a gladness about life. Old songwriter say, he had made me glad. Oh, he had made me glad.